last January 29, we had our official launching of the centenary celebration here in the Philippines in Valenzuela, Metro Manila, wherein we crowned our official image for the centenary and to be used also for visiting the different archdioceses all over the country. And we are almost half the number of dioceses we have visited here in the Philippines, very in time for the May 13 celebration. Also, through the Catholic Bishop Conference of the Philippines, we connected everything to our local bishops. The CBCP has appointed the liaison bishop for the centenary celebration in person of Bishop Guillermo Fabri, the Bishop of Dicos. And we prepared a whole year celebration for the centenary with different activities like congresses, conventions, visitations, Marian exhibits, and so on and so forth. We have a lot of things to do. As also, we had also the simultaneous activities, especially on the May 13th until October 13th.
Which is the entire period when Our Lady appeared to the three children,
yes,
from May, yes, till October.
Yeah, May 13th to October 13th. All the parishes throughout the country, we have a simultaneous activity. When we have prayed rosary, you have a procession, and the exorcism of the Blessed Sacrament.
The statues of Our Lady of Fatima are touring various countries, especially for this centenary of the Fatima apparitions. Has the statue also made its round in the Philippines?
Since the WAF here in the Philippines is the official Fatima apostolate that will carry the Fatima apostolate throughout the Philippines, especially we had our own pilgrim image that was blessed in Fatima, Portugal, in the Basilica of Our Lady of Fatima, is the one being used now to tour around the Philippines for 9 months. So here in the Philippines, we have two official pilgrim images. And the one is enshrined in the National Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima in Valenzuela, wherein that pilgrim image will visit diocesan shrines in the different parts of the Philippines. And also the one of the WAF Philippines are the one being used to visit all the dioceses all throughout the country.
What is a specific program on that particular day, May 13th? Is there any celebration going on at the National Shrine?
At the National Shrine, we have this simultaneous celebration. We have a Mass, then recitation of the Rosary, the veneration of the Blessed Sacrament, and also confession.
Now, Pope Francis is going to Fatima and is going to canonize Jacinta and Francisco, the two children who, along with Lucia, had the six visions of Our Lady. Now, are they going to be saints because of the vision that they had of Our Lady and the so-called miracle of the sun, or is it because of their holiness of life?
These two children, especially for us here in the Philippines, the canonization of the two children is not only that they are the one being used by Our Lady to receive the message, but also what makes them saint is their spirituality and the transformation because of the message they received from Our Lady, and also the kind of spirituality that changed their lives. The word transformation that makes them saints and a better person.
What is actually the central message of Fatima? What did Our Lady want to transmit through these apparitions?
The message, the central message of Our Lady in Fatima was the devotion to the Immaculate Heart. Because the message was given by Jesus, Our Lady of Fatima is just bringing the message from Jesus that He wants to use each one of us to make her more known and loved to all mankind in the entire world. And Jesus wants to establish devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So this message, the central message, is that what make us more closer to Our Lady.
Do you think this message of Our Lady of Fatima is still valid today? Because when she gave it, it was 100 years ago. Times have changed. Situations have changed. The world has changed a lot.
Yeah, the message of Fatima is more relevant today than in 1917, because during 1917, we know that there is World War I, and then followed by World War II, and then, but today is more relevant because nowadays the world is so very disastrous than in the 1917, and also the people nowadays are more sinful than in 1917. So the message is still more relevant today, and the more we need the message of Fatima, especially conversion, going back to Jesus, to Our Lady. So that's what makes it more relevant today than in 1917.
Now let's talk about your association, the World Apostolate of Fatima in the Philippines. How is it organized at the national level?
Here in the Philippines, we have the national level. We have also the regional level, their season, and then the chapter level. So since our country is an archipelago, we group ourselves into different regions. As of now, we have 86 dioceses here in the Philippines, but we have 35 dioceses where WAF is present. And now we're still continuing organizing in different places. Here in the Philippines, we categorize our membership. We have young people, age 13 to 25, we call them the Youth Apostolate of Fatima. 13 below, we call them the Children Apostolate of Fatima. And then 25 above, to the adults, the World Apostolate of Fatima. And then we have different kinds of membership. We have these ordinary member, and all members of the World Apostolate of Fatima will sign the Pledge to Our Lady of Fatima, wherein each member will promise to Our Lady to say the rosary every day, to do their daily duty in a holy manner according to the will of God. And each member should wear the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel as a sign of consecration to Our Lady. And then the last one, to repair the sins we committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we do the first Saturday devotion. So the ordinary member, and then we have also those members that they're working so hard that they are called the apostolic member of the World Apostle Fatima. And then other members, like one way or another in spirit, joining us are called the auxiliary members. So we have three kinds of membership here in the Philippines: the ordinary, the apostolic member, and the auxiliary members.
How many would you count altogether?
If I will count all members, I think it's more than 3 million members of the World Apostolate of Fatima in the Philippines alone.
What are your normal programs and activities?
Since our top priority is the formation of the family leaders, laypersons, we continually give seminars, formations in different places in the Philippines, and continuous organization in different parts of the country.